ask those priests who are going to assist at the Eucharist to go upstairs to the sacristy, the same sacristy that was used yesterday, to prepare. The problem has arisen with regard to the affirmations, the copies of the affirmations and the declarations, which you can sign. I don't frankly know whether they have arrived yet from the printer. It has come to my attention that some of you must unavoidably depart before the Eucharist. You may pick up copies upstairs at the tables in the registration area, but please, now wait a minute. Let us not have a general rush for the exits. The rest of you wait. There are plenty of copies. You can get them afterwards. And our Eucharist will be disrupted if any leave who do not have to leave. But you may leave if you have to leave. Quiet, please. May we have quiet, please? There's going to be a short delay before the Eucharist. But Father Meisel of the Church of the Ascension and St. Agnes in Washington has asked to say a word. I don't know what he's going to say. I trust it won't be anything subversive. Father Meisel.
I promise you, Perry Lucott, it will not be subversive. And it's only just this word. All of us, or a great, great many of us, have had the privilege of knowing Perry Lucott and being in communication with him for many years. A person of such beauty of soul and purpose deserves what is happening today, and I'm sure the Lord's hand is in it. And I would just simply like us to say, praise God for famous men, and for famous men who are as humble, as direct, and as gifted and loving as is Perry Lucott.
I knew I should not have permitted Father Meisel.